Democrats push $100 billion giveaway to economic migrants, business. By Neil Munro on October 30, 2021. The Democrats' $1.7 trillion social spending bill includes roughly $100 billion to accelerate immigration and give welfare to the children of poor migrants. A White House document released Thursday says the money will be used to provide layers to migrants and speed border processing for many migrants. The Build Back Better framework includes a $100 billion investment that will improve our immigration system by providing long-awaited relief to millions through reconciliation, and making enhancements to reduce backlogs, expand legal representation, and make the asylum system and border processing more efficient and humane. The draft bill released by the House includes some spending plans, such as $2.8 billion to speed the award of green cards and citizenship to migrants. None of the $100 billion would be used to finish former President Donald Trump's border wall or to build more jail cells for drug smugglers. But the Democrats do want to include major shifts in migration policy in their bill. Democrats want to amnesty several million migrants, via either a Plan C or a Plan D. The plans may be deemed as policy, not budgetary, by the Senate's debate referee, and so be excluded from the Senate's version of the spending plan. Democrats also want to increase the number of future immigrants by recapturing green cards that were supposedly wasted in years when the legal immigration flow fell below the maximum allowed by law. In most cases, the green cards were handed out the next years, under laws that require used green cards to be shifted towards existing backlogs. The details of this plan are confusing, but pro-migration advocates for business are hoping for an additional 2.2 million imported consumers, renters and workers to take the jobs and homes that would otherwise go to young Americans. Still, the Senate's referee parliamentarian can exclude those projects because the Democrats are trying to get their spending plan through the Senate via a special reconciliation bill. The House plan also would allow at least 1 million company-imported visa workers to bypass the annual limit on the award of green cards and also allow millions of chain migrants to bypass the multi-year waiting line to get into the United States. This plan has gotten very little coverage in the establishment media, despite its huge scale. If allowed by the Senate referee, these visa worker and chain migration policies would impose huge economic and civic costs on Americans. For example, the visa worker change would inflict more Fortune 500 hiring discrimination against millions of American college graduates in many types of careers. The expanded chain migration would force Americans to pay even higher rents and mortgage costs in the major coastal states. Establishment media outlets are downplaying the impact. For example, on October 28, Mike Bloomberg's gov.com site merely said, "The House draft also includes provisions to help people in the legal immigration system by recapturing unused green cards, allowing some immigrants to adjust their legal status faster and bypass some overall and per-country caps on visas." President Joe Biden's border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, provided a clue on Friday about how he wants to quickly deliver more wage-cutting, rent-boosting migrants into what he insists is a nation of immigrants. "The United States is working bilaterally and multilaterally with countries across the Western Hemisphere, seeking to encourage humane border enforcement and enhance legal pathways throughout the region. The legal pathways include a new program to fly foreign children into the United States if their illegal migrant parents can get a semi-legal status in the U.S. The eligible parents include illegal migrants who can persuade local cops that they would serve as witnesses if a crime, even a minor crime, is inflicted by another illegal or is entirely fake." Mayorkas also said he wants to hire bureaucrats to quickly grant green cards, and thus citizenship, to migrants at the border, without any pushback from judges or review by groups that recognize the economic harm of migration. Once implemented, the asylum officer rule is expected to represent a transformative and lasting shift in asylum claim processing that will ensure rapid and fair processing in a way that delivers appropriate outcomes and realistically keeps pace with the workflow. Achieving the rule's objectives will require substantial investment in resources, training, and personnel. To fully implement this new process, USCIS will need to quadruple the current asylum officer corps. The Democrats' offer of $100 billion would provide Mayorkas with plenty of money to hire more pro-migration asylum officers. However, Most of the $100 billion may be allocated to welfare spending for the migrants, who have brought children across the border since 2009. Breitbart reported on October 29 an analysis of the welfare plan by the Center for Immigration Studies, which said, "We estimate that illegal immigrants will receive $8.2 billion in payments from the new program annually, more than triple what they were eligible for under the old additional child tax credit, while legal immigrants will receive $17.2 billion. The 10-year cost just for illegal immigrants would total roughly $80 billion. The spending likely would prompt many migrants to urge their at-home relatives to bring their children across America's half-open border and into Americans' communities and schools. The welfare plan is also an economic giveaway to investors in Walmart, Target, Safeway, Giant, and other retail and grocery stores because much of the welfare money would be spent in those stores. The plan is also an economic giveaway to Democrat-run coastal states, where most illegal migrants choose to live. The extra migrants would cut blue state Americans' wages and raise their taxes, but would also help blue state businesses rack up more profits and would raise the wealth of blue state landlords and real estate investors." Democrats are downplaying public discussion about their unpopular plans to subsidize illegal migration. For example, Politico reported on a Friday meeting in Congress where President Joe Biden touted the spending bill. The report did not mention immigration, but, instead, emphasized climate-related spending. A Democratic source in the room for Biden's visit noted that he touted the infrastructure bill and deliberately highlighted its components that would be the most appealing to progressives. Chief among those are the bill's climate resiliency provisions and help with lead pipelines nationwide that continue to expose children to toxins in water. Democrats on the House Rules Committee plan to reconvene as soon as Monday to continue teeing up its roughly $1.75 trillion investment in climate action and the safety net. Pelosi and her leadership team have instructed House committee chairs to formalize their revisions to the initial 1,684-page draft of Biden's bill by Sunday night. After a 5-hour hearing on the social spending bill on Thursday, Democrats on the House Rules Committee plan to reconvene as soon as Monday to continue teeing up its roughly $1.75 trillion investment in climate action and the safety net. GOP leaders in the House and Senate are likely to oppose the overall spending plan, largely because it would fund the conversion of many migrants into Democrat voters. The many extra Democrat votes would be a direct threat to the GOP legislators' jobs after 2028. Many polls show that labor migration is deeply unpopular because it damages ordinary Americans' career opportunities, cuts their wages, and raises their rents. Migration also curbs Americans' productivity, shrinks their political clout, widens regional wealth gaps, and wrecks their democratic, compromise-promoting civic culture. For many years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This opposition is multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity Americans owe to one another. The polling, and the census data, debunks the 1960s-style claim by pro-migration advocates that Americans must live in a nation of immigrants. But business and progressive groups insist that 300 million Americans must subordinate their families to the elite's goal of importing zero-wage migrants. Citizenship Day is a reminder that the job of every single one of us is to ensure that America remains a country worthy of immigrants' aspirations, Biden said in a September 17 video. In 2013, Alejandro Mayorkas, now President Joe Biden's border chief, declared that Americans' homeland is a nation that always has been and forever will remain a nation of immigrants.